Well, in recognition of World Trade Month and National Beef Month, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association hosted a news conference on Capitol Hill this week, urging the Obama administration to send pending free trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea to Congress immediately. NCBA was joined by the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Pork Producers Council, American Soybean Association, National Association of Wheat Growers, and the National Corn Growers Association. NCBA President Bill Donald said the pending trade agreements are long overdue.
A year ago, these same groups met at the National Press Club to honor World Trade Month, urging Congress to ratify these trade agreements. And here we are again, together, 1 year later, and not one agreement has been ratified. So why are we sitting on the sidelines and allowing U.S. farmers and ranchers to be put at a competitive disadvantage with our competitors while they sign and deliver and seal trade deals? There's no good reason, in my estimation. It's time to cross the finish line.
He said if Congress approves these agreements, the U.S. will ultimately have free trade for U.S. beef with approximately two-thirds of the population in the Western Hemisphere. But
failure to implement these pending trade agreements sends the wrong message to our major export markets like China and Russia, markets with tremendous potential but limited or non-existent access. That demand will be met by someone. It should be met by U.S. producers selling U.S. beef.
Donald said this is a stimulus package that doesn't cost taxpayers a dime. And everyone on that panel basically had the same message, noting how important these trade agreements would be for each of the commodity groups represented at the news conference. Bob Stallman, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, said these agreements are truly important to America's bottom line.
Both in terms of the general economy, in terms of agriculture, $2.5 billion and additional exports if we'll go ahead and pass these agreements. But we're not going to get those $2.5 billion unless we pass these agreements.
Stallman said they want the passage of the three agreements to happen as quickly as possible, as they are going to work very hard with our elected leaders in Congress to accomplish just that. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.